8 degrees and a little bit drizzly here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:04. Electricity demand is surging across the region, driven primarily by data centers. Governments and utilities have been exploring ways to make sure data centers pay their fair share. Locally, that's the Tennessee Valley Authority, which WPLN's Caroline Egger says will consider a special rate this week.
TVA generates power for 10 million people in the region, and data centers comprise at least 10% of that load. Data centers can raise everyone's monthly electricity bills, which are paid to local power companies, but it's not a simple equation of more data centers, higher bills. It's really about demand, which is enormous from data centers, how TVA chooses to respond, and whether load forecasting is accurate. TVA is betting on large fossil fuel plants and is promising new nuclear, which is widely considered the most expensive source of new generation. Meanwhile, the utility has slashed its promises for new solar, which would offer more flexibility to meet demand versus old-school centralized plants. TVA plans to reveal a special rate for data centers and other large industrial customers this Thursday at its board meeting. Caroline Eggers, WPLN News.
A union for taxi and rideshare drivers wants the Nashville Department of Transportation to reassign two downtown traffic enforcement officers. The union says the officers have been harassing and even racially profiling Black, Latino, Arab, and Asian drivers around Lower Broadway. The Tennessean reports the union has been circulating a petition to get the officers removed. Tennessee Drivers Union President Joseph Hill says there have been documented incidences of the officers unfairly issuing citations. NDOT tells the paper that the union's claims have not been substantiated, but if they find proof of misconduct, they'll address it quickly. You're listening to 90.3 WPLN News.